Hare Krishna. Yesterday was a really wonderful, successful day. The end of a long chapter in the procurement of this building where our Bhakti Theological College is, and now just part of the campus over here at our Educational Cultural Center in Budapest. And we had many very important guests coming, including the Indian ambassador, representatives of Hungarian government, local mayor. It was very well attended, very well organized, very much appreciated by those who came. And had a little exciting moment there. The Indian cultural minister couldn't come at the last moment, so I asked her to send a letter of greeting, which she did just at the time when I was supposed to be there for the ribbon cutting ceremony. So I got there as the scissors sliced through the ribbons. And it was an extremely good program. We also able to open, or we opened, part of it was the opening of the Pushkash Yuriko Library, which I'd mentioned. She was the foremost Indologist here in Hungary, and she willed her whole library to the college, huge, significant library. And that brought up the size of our library to 6,000 books, which is really very significant. And so that was very, very successful. And it, as I said, ended a chapter. I don't know when it was that Krishnalila and myself went to India following the Hungarian Prime Minister and sort of negotiated this deal or this arrangement that the Hungarian Indian government arranged to give us a building here in which they would, and which now they did officially recognize that our Bhakti College is the cultural embassy of India here in Hungary. We are representing the Indian culture in tandem with, of course, the Indian Embassy has an India House, and working cooperatively with them. So it was very nice. It was wonderful. And I was about to start answering questions, but I'm just sort of finishing the writing part of the book. I ended up finishing the vision of New Brajadam and the Hungarian Yantra, and that had some things on my mind, which is what I'm going to speak about. I still have things to write. I'm now on rewrite of certain chapters that I need to do some rewrite on and add on to, but the book is finished. And what was on my mind was, in talking about the vision, I was expressing the vision of Srila Prabhupada, and how Srila Prabhupada envisaged, particularly in New Vrindavan, but then later in other farming communities, how that they would be suppliers of food, vegetables, fruits, grains, milk, and milk products, especially to the temples, the restaurants, and just to devotees at large. And for me, often when we really talk about being a community, I would really think that we're a community when we're not just that we chant Hare Krishna and we believe in the same God and we're devotees and we have that in common, but we also have, among other things, this one thing in common, is that we are dedicated to this vision that Srila Prabhupada gave us, that we don't buy food in Tesco's and other carny markets, shops, stores, which, number one, make materialistic people very wealthy and at the same time provide us with less than standard food, but that we eat our ecologically friendly, bio, karma-free, boga grown at our farms. I know here, for instance, in Hungary, and then I know also of other potential farming communities, that even if the boga doesn't look the same, in other words, if it's not painted like it is in shops and same ways or other places, if it's not selected out, then these sort of not so nice looking ones are thrown away, which is as much as a third of the produce sometimes. And we just accept that we eat what grows in season, not whatever we want. And we're dedicated, if we were actually really dedicated, both in principle to Prabhupada's vision at the same time, because it would maintain hundreds and hundreds of devotees, just like, you know, devotees or devotees worldwide living in cities are feeding and maintaining hundreds and thousands of people, giving them their livelihood by buying food that they're producing, shipping, selling. But that same thing could be going on to our own temples. That, then I would say we're a real community. Because we maintain our own and we support our own. And many devotees would have a wonderful livelihood and a wonderful way of living, what to speak of their children and a future for them, if they saw that we were actually investing in our own farms and our farming communities, and not plowing all of our hard-earned wealth into big grocery stores and such department, the chains, but into our own farming communities, Srila Prabhupada's cow protection and self-sufficiency would really, really be thriving. And in the way that one can, in a city setting, devotees would also be participating in self-sufficiency, because they would also not only be ensuring the self-sufficiency of devotees who are living on the farm, but they themselves are participating in a greater self-sufficient scheme, because they're no longer dependent upon the artificial seeding, farming, growing, picking, shipping, painting, injecting of the food done by karmis, but they're completely self-sufficient. Self, in this case, meaning completely devotee-sufficient, whatever devotees are producing. Even if it's not me, myself, producing the food that I'm eating, but it's members of my devotional family who are doing that. And that's also self-sufficiency. And it would really, really be a wonderful achievement. So when we're really thinking about community and community development, this is certainly one way in which many religious communities work, is that they maintain their own kind. They shop amongst themselves, they trade amongst themselves, they buy each other's produce. If it's not as superior, if it doesn't look as good, it may be a little more costly, it may be a little more tiresome, there may be many difficulties for doing that. But just as Srila Prabhupada said, in terms of being decentralized as opposed to centralized, he says, never mind about the additional bother, but do it that way. Similarly, there may be many aspects that we can point to that are sort of impractical, but all of these impracticalities will become very, very practical when we receive Srila Prabhupada's blessings and Krishna's blessings for doing the right thing, for doing the Krishna conscious thing, for doing the dharmic thing. because this is actually Dharma. And when we follow our Dharma, then although we may not be able to see into the future and understand how things will become very favorable, but they will. Even though the bhoga and the milk may cost more, but it doesn't take much for Krishna to give us the blessings that our income increases and that we get more, that our business does better, that our salary is up. Anything can happen by Krishna's grace. And that's what really being religious means, or dharmic means, that we believe that if we do the right thing, not just in terms of following regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna, but if we do the right thing in terms of the way we eat, in terms of the way we maintain ourselves, in terms of our economic support for other devotees, then we receive blessings that make not only our spiritual lives successful, but actually make our material lives very, very successful. Anyway, those were some thoughts for today. And believe me, not thoughts that I won't be repeating in the future. Hare Krishna.